I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hiya, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, I understand you went out tuna fishing this week, and that's what I want to talk about. Tell us about your experience.
Well, earlier this week, the photos started to come into us over email and on Facebook that tuna fish had shown up, mostly on the backside of Cape Cod, off of Monomoy and Chatham, all the way up toward Provincetown in that area. And the fish, for the most part, were big ones, over 73 inches long, big enough to sell commercially, so that got us pretty excited. I had the opportunity to head out there on a beautiful day this week.
And what happened when you got out there?
Well, we got out there early in the morning, and the first thing we wanted to look for was signs of life. And out in that area, it's mostly whales. You're looking for bait fish on the surface and whales feeding on the bait fish, and it was pretty easy to find them. A lot of activity out there right now, big humpback whales and minke whales as well. So we basically just kept a safe distance from the whales, drifted along, and we were lucky enough that after a little while, all of a sudden, the tuna started to come up to the surface, which is very exciting. I mean, you can imagine fish weighing 200 to 300 pounds, big groups of them feeding on the surface. It's quite a show. And we managed to cast into the tuna and got lucky and hooked up.
So tell me about landing the tuna.
Well, the gear that we were testing out, if you've ever seen a show like Wicked Tuna, the commercial guys, they're tending to fish with big conventional reels, big circular metal reels on top of the rod. Their goal is to get the fish in as fast as possible. And the reels we were testing out, these are spinning reels, looks a little bit more like what you'd use for striped bass, the reels that hang underneath the rod. And this is so that you can cast lures at fish and fight them and really kind of enjoy the fight. But catching a 250-pound bluefin tuna is really putting a really good test for the gear. So we hooked up, and the fight went for almost about an hour and a half before we finally got the fish in. And it measured about 72 inches long, probably estimated around 225, 250 pounds. A lot of fun, really exciting. Lucky to get it in the boat.
Did you have tuna for dinner?
I did not have tuna for dinner. The fish went to the captain, Bobby Rice. He took it back up to Provincetown with him.
Sounds like a great experience.
It's amazing, absolutely.
Before I let you go, I want to mention, too, that this weekend brings one of those seasonal fishing highlights much anticipated by anglers. It's the new moon in June. Explain this for us.
Well, the striper fishing's been really good on Cape Cod so far, mostly fish in the 15 to 20-pound range. We haven't seen the really big 30, 40-pound fish show up quite yet, and a lot of people are hoping this weekend could do it. Like you mentioned, it's the new moon in June, and the new moon brings big tides and big currents and also very dark nights, which surf casters like. And a lot of times, that for some reason, those tides and currents will be what bring in the big fish. So could be a very good weekend for striped bass fishing.
Where are you going to expect to see a lot of anglers? Along the canal?
The Cape Cod Canal is always popular, especially if the weather's a little rough this weekend. You won't see as many people out in boats. You'll see them lining the shores of the Cape Cod Canal and hoping that those heavy canal currents bring some big bass in.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff will speak again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI, I'm Steve Junker.